Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the campaign for paid sick days for all workers in Vermont. Stay tuned. In Vermont, over 100,000 workers don't have access to paid sick days. This is because there is no law mandating that employers provide them. Workers often cannot afford to take time off from work to take care of themselves, their children, or a sick loved one, and are forced to go to work anyway in fear of losing their job or a day's wage. With this proposed legislation, employees would get 1 hour of paid leave for every 30 hours worked, up to 7 sick days per year, which would allow them to take time off without having to lose wages. Paid sick days are part of a larger effort to protect our human right to dignity at work. Many Vermont residents have shared their experiences without paid sick days and have expressed why all employees should have them. Megan Achilles of St. Johnsbury spoke about her experience as a single mother working in the food service industry without paid sick days.
I recently started a job in food service and I don't have paid sick days. As a single parent, this is a double whammy because it comes as an issue not just if I get sick, but if my kids get sick too. Not having paid sick days is particularly difficult if you don't make a lot of money to begin with. My paycheck is only about $150 a week, and if I miss one day, I have lost $30 to $50. $50 is my kids' diapers. If I have to be out for 2 days, that is half of my paycheck, and there goes not only my diapers, but my phone for the month as well. Even if I am sick, calling out is not an option. I have to go to work, even though I work in the food service. If Katie or Drew get sick, which of course they do because they're kids, I have to stay home, even though I can't afford it. When I have to stay home, in order to protect my job, I have to go to the doctor and get a note to make sure that I don't get fired for calling out. This is especially important if, like me, you are in a newer job and they will not hesitate to fire you if you call out even once within the first 6 months. This is the reality for me and so many workers. We don't have dignified work without paid sick days. If we or our family are sick, we are treated like we have done something wrong. We are questioned, forced to bring in notes, and then sometimes fired. On top of that, we already make so little that we just can't afford it. Nobody should have to lose their job or their income just because they get sick.
Chris Schroth of Glover spoke about how he continued to go to work with a head injury because of his lack of paid sick days as a seasonal worker.
I'm a farmer and sugar maker in Glover, Vermont. I've worked probably over 30 different jobs and never had paid sick days. Now, when I was 19 at my first farm job, I whacked myself hard in the head while pounding tomato steaks, left work, drove myself to the hospital, got stitches, returned to work the next day, where the concussion I'd received made it impossible to continue to work. I then could not work the next 2 days, which I was not paid for. My not taking time off made it my recovery worse and also then put my boss unable to get someone, and I was out of work longer during a crucial summer harvest time. And I think it's your responsibility as legislators to view our health as a collective responsibility, and that not to put it as a weakness or a problem when you're sick or unable to work, and to really create a way in which we can all live happier, healthier lives.
Steph Baldridge of Burlington spoke about the importance of paid sick days for working mothers.
My name is Steph Baldridge. I live in Burlington. I've lived in Vermont since 1973. I'm 72 years old and have three children who are young during the 70s. I've worked outside the home most of my adult life until last year when I retired, and I've been lucky enough to have paid sick leave at most of my jobs. So you probably wonder why I'm here. I'm here to express 100% support for having paid sick leave for all employees in Vermont and to highlight two parameters that I think should be considered in this legislation. One, that paid sick leave be family friendly. This means that it may be used by an employee to care for a family member without repercussion or censure. In my experience, even when I've had paid sick leave, I felt at times I had to be less than truthful about who was actually sick. And second, that employees be encouraged to stay home when they're sick by their employer. And it'll be illegal for employers to retaliate against an employee who actually uses his or her sick leave. I've been in situations where there's pressure to never miss work and censure for those who do. Because of my experience as a single mom with small children in the 70s, I know how stressful every morning it is just to get everybody ready. And when a child reports that they're sick, it brings even more stress, and a decision has to be made about what to do. Let's have that decision be a good decision. And when people have paid sick leave, they're at least able to take that as an option and stay home with their child who's sick. It's just wrong not to be able to do that. Remembering how stressed I could be as a single mom when I did have some benefits, I can't imagine how hard it is to have the same stress and no paid sick leave at all. The issue also is about employees being able to decide for themselves without pressure or fear of retaliation when they needed a day off.
Katina Cummings spoke about having to choose between keeping her job or taking time off from work to visit her mother who was ill.
I had started a new position. 30 days into that position, I got a call from my sister several states away that my mother had had an embolism and that it was serious. I had to call my boss that morning, and she said to me, "You're free to go, but I can't guarantee your job will be back." And I said, "I must go, and I will risk that, and I hope you would consider paid time off." I went to be with my mother, and 3 days later she died, and I was with her by her side. And I am glad that I made that decision. But it was a horrible morning to decide whether I was going to give up my new job or be with my mother.
Several business owners have given their support for paid sick leave, expressing the economic benefits this mandate would have for Vermont business owners as well as employees. Randy George and Liza Kane, owners of Red Hen Baking Company in Middlesex, believe employees and employers both benefit from paid sick leave.
My wife and I started Red Hen Baking Company in 1999, and currently we employ 32 full-time employees and about 10 or 12 part-time employees, depending on the season. And we went for 10 years without any paid sick time policy, thinking that in a business like ours, where every pair of hands that's on the schedule is critically important to the operation of the business, we couldn't afford to have people just calling in sick and getting paid. We never felt entirely comfortable with that, and after 10 years, about a little over 3 years ago, we started a paid sick time policy and wondered how this would work as far as this issue with scheduling. To our surprise, it's actually strengthened our business. This adds to a number of benefits that we have, but I think that our employees, with all of the benefits that we offer them, especially this paid sick time, feel respected. This makes employees stay longer. They're more productive when they're at work because they are healthy when they're working. When they do get sick, they get well faster because they take the time that they need. So I believe that it actually is a pro-business policy, which is counter to what a lot of business organizations would say, but I think that I can stand here and say that it has strengthened our business.
Wes Hamilton, owner of Three Penny Tap Room in Montpelier and owner of several other eateries in Vermont, also believes that providing paid sick leave for employees will help Vermont's economic sector.
My name is Wes Hamilton. I run several restaurants throughout central Vermont, and I'm here today to speak in support of paid sick leave bill. The restaurant and food service industry is a great example of exactly why employees need paid sick days. As with much of the service sector, wages aren't particularly great for restaurant workers, leaving many living paycheck to paycheck and dependent on the money that they can only make when they show up to work. They don't want to be there, you don't want them to be there, and yet the basic choice that they have is to go to work or to get by with even less money in their pocket for that week's groceries or that month's electric bill. Some will surely argue that if I, as an employer, believe that the people who work at my restaurants deserve paid sick days, then I should provide that and let other businesses decide for themselves if that's an investment they want to make. Unfortunately, not all business owners are inclined to prioritize taking care of their employees. So in treating my staff fairly and providing them with a dignified set of wages and benefits is something that I have to consider in light of what my competitors are charging to customers, it creates a downward pressure on the benefits that I may be able or willing to offer. When such benefits are mandated from the state, it removes all the risk and effort on my part. It's like paying our meals and rooms tax. We don't have to think about it, we just have to do it, and we build that into our operations and our pricing. Everyone has to pay them, so no one in my industry is at a disadvantage for passing that cost on to customers. When such benefits are voluntary, it puts those of us compelled to do the right thing at a disadvantage for doing so. Failing to afford all Vermonters with the ability to care for themselves or their ill loved ones often leaves folks forced to rely on various state programs to fill the gap in paying for basic needs such as housing, food, or heat. That amounts to little more than a backdoor subsidy for businesses. I sit here today as an owner of multiple businesses urging you to recognize that the state should prioritize ensuring the well-being of all Vermonters, and most importantly, those at the bottom of the economic ladder, and not to continue to allow businesses to use social services as a way out of our responsibility for providing those we employ.
The main opposition of this legislation are large businesses and corporations that tend to value high profits over happy, healthy employees. The Colorado chapter of the nonprofit organization, Winning Justice for Working Women, has experienced the shady tactics of big business firsthand when the National Restaurant Association spent large amounts of money to make sure paid sick days were not provided to Colorado employees.
We knew we would have opposition. We knew we would have strong opposition. And so there were a lot of sort of tactics that they were using that we were learning throughout the campaign that was given our limited resources and just, you know, time and capacity that was hard to sort of address and shift midstream. Something that we had about 50 small businesses that supported our campaign, which was a huge number for us, and I think is one of the larger business coalitions that paid sick days campaigns across the country have had. They picked off a lot of our business supporters. They would, the Restaurant Association hired somebody to call through a lot of the businesses and threaten their business and threaten their clients and their customers and essentially tell them that they would lose business and they would make their business go under if they supported the campaign. So there were a lot of really dirty tactics that happened from the opposition that targeted our strong business allies.
The paid sick days bill is a major step toward ensuring that the people of Vermont are treated with dignity at work. Not only are paid sick days essential to the health of our families and our communities, but to our human right to a dignified life. As the fight for paid sick days continues, we must unite as workers and as members of our communities to hold our legislators accountable and demand that they put people first.
Providing for paid sick leave is in everyone's interest. It is a right, it's much needed, and it's affordable.
Earned sick time impacts all of us and our children because making sure that people can afford to stay home when they or a loved one are sick is critical to keeping our state healthy.
This paid sick days legislation is extremely important to families and children in Vermont. Everyone is given an equal opportunity to take care of themselves and take care of their families without the fear of losing their job or not having the income that it takes to pay the bills and put food on the table.
For more information or to get involved with the paid sick days campaign, go to www.workerscenter.org/paid sick days. Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media.